Just a closer walk. No matter how close you may feel that you are to the Lord, somehow it seems like we always want a closer walk. Recognizing who he is and recognizing how important he is to everything that goes on in our lives. And recognizing that he's a friend like no other friend. We may have a relationship, but somehow we just want it to be a better relationship. We want to have a closer walk with the Lord. Last week, we were talking about the fact that beginning this month, and we won't just end it with this month, but beginning this month, we want to have a focus on our young people, a focus on our youth. And you know, it's maybe ironic that on this day that we start talking about some of the things that we need to be doing and God would have us to do related to our youth, that we're celebrating the 100th birthday of someone who's been walking with the Lord for a long time.
Yes, sir.
And I believe even though she's had a walk with him throughout her life, she would continue to want to have even a closer walk.
Yes, sir.
Somehow it seems that folks go and visit, and they're there, and they have a good time and enjoy her, and she enjoys them, but somehow it's so good that even when those who have come and visited and shared some time with her go away, she still has somebody's hand to hold on to who's been with her for a long time, and somehow the relationship is so very, very, very special. But you know what? Relationship, it has to start somewhere. And that's what we want to be talking about for the next few Sundays. I'm going to be speaking about it specifically. But on the fourth Sunday is our Youth Sunday again.
Amen.
And on that fourth Sunday, we're going to hope that a lot of young people are here to hear the messages that are going to become, or the message that will come on that Sunday. I'd like for you to turn your attention again to that 18th chapter of Luke's Gospel. And the word says, and they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me. And forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein.
Mm-hmm.
I want to speak with you a little while this morning, seeing our youth as the Lord sees them.
All right.
Seeing our youth as the Lord sees them. As we read this scripture, I suppose we won't have much trouble figuring out what was on the minds of those who were trying to keep the young children. They said the infants also. People weren't just bringing their infants. The young people were being a part of that crowd as well that was surrounding Jesus. We see many places in the scripture where we can see that there were some young people in that crowd. And when we talk about the number, it was the number of men plus the women and children. As we look at the scriptures, we see that there was one young man who was in that crowd on one of the occasions where, had he not been there, there would have been no bread and fish to be shared with the others. He had come to spend the day with Jesus. But somehow it seems that those disciples who saw the children coming felt as many of us might feel on any given Sunday morning. When we start talking about the children, well, the children are here, but you know what? They're kind of disruptive. They're uninterested in what's going on. They're anxious. They're ready to leave. They can't focus on the service. They're focusing on their iPad. Somehow it seems like they don't feel that those young people that are coming in are really focusing on what we need to focus on. And they're keeping us who want to serve the Lord from being able to see and be a part of all that's going on. But Jesus said to them, wait a minute. you may have reasons for not wanting the young people to be here.
That's right. That's right.
But I want you to allow them to come to me. Because you see, this kingdom that we're talking about, it's theirs. It's yours. It's all of those who have come, and you're learning, and you're deciding to give yourself over to the Lord. Certainly, the kingdom of God is, it will be yours if you accept it and if you allow Jesus to be. But these youth, that they don't understand it all yet, but somehow they need to start understanding it. They need to recognize who the Lord is, because the Lord has some things for them to do. Look at it this way. If all of us who serve the Lord and feel like we know him so well, if all of us find out we're not going to be around much longer, where is the church? Who is going to be doing the things that the Lord would have them to do? We need some young folks who are going to be coming and learning about the Lord. They need to start having that closer walk with Jesus as soon as possible. Don't be sending them away and say, well, they've got too much energy right now. We need to allow them to go out and enjoy themselves. There'll come a time when we can slow them down a little bit and sit them down a little bit and talk to them about the Lord. But right now, they're young. They're high energy. There's so much going on in their mind. And so many things that they can do. We need to start trying to make them focus on this right now. There'll be plenty of time. There's time later for them to grow up and to become more mature in the Lord and to understand the Lord. But that's not what the Lord said. He said they are part of the kingdom. Look at them. That's who they are. The kingdom is theirs already. They're going to grow and become what I would have them to be. Suffer the little children to come unto me. Don't say, well, they'll be here later. Don't say, well, they'll grow up to a point where they're able to understand. Don't say one of these days. No, they're somebody said the church of right now. Well, yes, they are. They're not the church of tomorrow. They're a continuation of the church of today. They're a remnant that we need to hold on to and not allow to go off. Because right now, I don't guess I have to tell anybody this. Everybody knows that the world has a whole lot of things that are pulling young people away. A lot more things that are seen to be exciting and seem to be not just interesting, but somehow so compelling that it's hard for them to not get involved in some of those things. Some of the things that we're going to learn here, some of the connection that they'll have with the Lord, some of the things that we teach and come together to talk about here in service, and the things that we praise to the Lord about are the things that the children need to be connected to. Because if they're not connected to what the Lord would have them connected to, I assure you that there's somebody out there. There's a deceiver who's going to tie their hearts up and bring them into areas where we would not have them to go. Get them excited about things that have nothing to do with the Lord. As a matter of fact, almost compel them to move away from the Lord. The Lord said, they're mine right now. I want you to don't send them away. They're mine right now. The Lord has things for them to do. The Lord has plans for them. We're just here to sort of help to get them in line, to help them to line up with what the Lord's will is. Let them know some of the things that the Lord has for them and some of the things that we want the Lord to put on their hearts, and we know that he will. Somehow you look around at some of the young people that we have in the church and we'll see now that they're just a little bit, they're starting to grow stronger. There's some things they want to do. Don't mind standing on the door at the church. And as a matter of fact, don't mind going down and serving food in the kitchen and some of the things that they do. Good ushers, strong ushers, some things on their heart. They know who the Lord is, and they're just looking for opportunities to do what the Lord would have them to do. But the more they learn about the Lord, the more they recognize how good he is to them, the more they know what he would have them to do, the closer they're going to grow to him. We look through the scriptures, and somehow some of them right now have some things on their heart that they would like to do because the Lord has put it there. But somehow they feel, well, we're not quite ready for it yet. But we read a little while ago about Jeremiah. God had some things for Jeremiah. Jeremiah was special. He said, I knew you when you were in the mother's womb. He said, and I have something for you. And Jeremiah responded, just as many of our young people will right now, one of these days I can. But Lord, I'm just a youth. I can't speak well. I'm just a youth. And the Lord let him know that he needed to go and speak the words that he put on his heart. And don't be afraid of faces. People are going to look at you funny. But you go and do and say what I've told you to say, Jeremiah. Don't worry about being young. I don't want you to start right now. Jeremiah was maybe thinking, well, when I graduate from high school. No. Right now, I have something for you, and I want you to do what I've put on your heart. So I'm saying this to all of us who have the young people. We need to bring our young people into an environment where they can hear what the Lord has for them, where they can hear some of the things that were some places where they may fit into the works of the Lord, into the works of the church. We need to bring them. The Lord's going to get them here, but we need to help them to understand and bring them into this. If we bring them along with us, don't worry about the noise. Don't worry about the crying every now and then. Don't worry about how jittery they are and how they got to get up and got to go to the bathroom four times or serve. No. All those things that we said, somehow they just don't fit in church right now. Yes, they do fit in church because church is all about them. Yes, they do fit into the kingdom. The kingdom belongs to them. We need to realize that the Lord wants us to bring, if you will, the next generation of church into an environment where they can grow and become what he would have them to be. Somehow we look at our young people, we don't think, well, no, they're not quite the ones. I guess it's sort of like Jesse. When he came to the point where it was recognized that we had to get a new king because the old king Saul wasn't doing all that he needed to do, and he wasn't living up to what God would have him. He decided he was going to go do some things the Lord told him not to do, just because he thought it was a better idea. And somehow it just didn't set well with the Lord. But somehow it seemed that when Samuel went to do what the Lord had told him to do, now Samuel didn't really want to go get a new king because he liked Saul. But Saul, again, didn't do what the Lord set for him to do. He thought that, well, the Lord did told me to kill all the things, get rid of everything. Well, I got rid of everything except there's some sheep, and these are good, and I can sacrifice them to the Lord. I know he'll appreciate that. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And somehow he ended up not being the one who God could leave in that leadership. So it needed somebody else. So he went to the house of Jesse. That's where the Lord sent him. Because the Lord let him know that the next king was one of the children of Jesse. Okay? So he went there. And it turned out to be kind of a big occasion when he got there because he was going to have a special ceremony, a special sacrifice, some things he was going to do. And somehow Jesse came, and Jesse brought his children. Well, wait a minute. He brought most of his children. There was one he didn't bring. And somebody said, well, I guess Jesse thought, I know what this is about. And I know who, if one of my boys is going to be the king, I think it's probably going to be this one. Uh-huh. But if not, I believe it'll be this one. Uh-huh. And so he brought the children, but there was one he didn't bring.
That's right.
Well, he was a young one. He was high energy. He loved to sing and had a good time. He was loving life. He was a young. And so Jesse didn't bring him. I guess what I'm telling you is Jesse didn't see that youngest son, that child, that youth, the same way the Lord did.
Yeah.
He didn't see him as somebody special.
Wow. Yeah.
The Lord saw him. The Lord didn't look at him and say he was a youth.
Yeah.
The Lord said, that's the next king.
Yeah.
The Lord said, that's the one who I want you to anoint. But it took a while because, you see, David wasn't in the group. David was off tending sheep. David was off doing what he would do as a young man. He was doing what Jesse thought he wanted to do. And he wasn't in the number because Jesse didn't recognize him, didn't see in him what the Lord saw in him. I think we're much the same way. We don't see in our youth what the Lord sees in them. The Lord wants them to be involved in these ceremonies, if you will. It's not just ceremonial, don't misunderstand me, but he wants us to be involved in all that we're doing in our praise. He wants them to be involved in all the learning that we're going through because he has something special for those young people. He has something special for our youth. It's not something that's going to come later. He has something special, and the longer they spend with the Lord, the more time they spend learning about the Lord, the more opportunities they have to praise the Lord and to hear the testimonies about the goodness of the Lord and the way he's touched those who are part of our congregation. The more they're able to come and get involved and have a relationship with us as a church, the more they have a better relationship, a powerful relationship, a lifelong relationship with the God of the universe. The Lord wants us to grab a hold of our children, if you will, and bring them on by. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. He didn't want them to just not be forbidden. He wanted them to be brought. He wanted you to bring them because they're the kingdom. We're not the end of this thing. And with this, we who are the church now, well, we're the church. No, we are holding on to our position, but there's somebody else that's following along. Somebody else that's going to fill in because we can't continue to do this always. And there's somebody who's going to love the Lord just the way we do.
Yes,
to love the Lord, want to praise the Lord and sing for the Lord,
yes,
because of the fact that they come to love him so much. God wants us, the Lord wants us,
yeah,
to get them started as early as possible to know who the Lord is. He wants us to bring our children to him. He wants us to bring our children so that they can know more about him. You know, I was reading a little while ago in Ecclesiastes, and you know, you read the book and 12 chapters there, and you say, what did he say anyway? What did the preacher say? Well, he said, let me just summarize it for you. He said at the end, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. All the stuff that I've told you for 12 chapters. Now, let me just tell you the conclusion. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. But listen, earlier in that final chapter, he also said this, because he wanted this to know that he wants us to enjoy life. He said that in the 11th chapter. But in this 12th chapter, after he told you need to enjoy life, and don't go against the will of God, but enjoy your life. Okay, he said, he talks to us about everything just being like wind blowing. It's all just gonna pass away. But there's something important. Again, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for that's the whole duty of man. But let me go back to that first verse in the 12th chapter. It says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. The Lord is telling us through Solomon here that there are two things we need to remember. We need to start early, giving ourselves over to the Lord. And we need to recognize that all these things that he summed up in this whole book of Ecclesiastes, he said the conclusion of the whole thing is this. Fear God and keep his commandments. Start it early and fear the Lord. Start it early and do God's will. Start as early as you can in life to recognize who God is and serve him the way he needs to be served. This whole book is all about serving God and doing his will. And in that 12th chapter, he says, but start it early. Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. Start early. Our young people need to get involved and need to get close to the Lord right now. Start early. Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth and do God's will. That's what we want to tell our children. Take over what's going on in the church. Pastor won't be here always. And Reverend Jasper, he's not so old yet, but he won't be here. Somebody's got to fill some shoes. Somebody's got to step up and be on the deacon board. And somebody's got to step up and serve the Lord with joy in their hearts. Somebody. We can certainly go out to the world and let those folks out there know how good the Lord is to us and help them to get closer to the Lord. But you know what? Somehow when we do that, we can't ignore the fact that we got some folks who are part of our families, some folks who are part of our lives. We need to reach out to our children. Certainly we need to go out. Certainly we need to tell men, women, boys, and girls that our God is God. But some of the boys and girls that we need to tell are our families.
Amen.
Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. Don't keep them from coming to me. Bring the children to me. Help the children to grow in me. Theirs is the kingdom. Theirs is the kingdom. Let us talk to God. Our Father and our loving God, Father, you've placed it on my heart to take some time during these next few weeks to just talk about the children. What about the children? How about the children? how we look at the children and recognize how important they are to us. We need to recognize how important they are to you. We need to reach out to them, Father, and try as hard as we can to make them see what you have done in our lives so they can realize that somehow, even though you love us as much as we do, as you do, you love them as well. It's not because of what we've done or what we've accomplished or how smart we are or how learned we are. No, it's just because your love is just special for everybody. Let us find ways to let our youth know, without a doubt, that you, the God of the universe, you know exactly who they are. You knew who they were before they were born. You know what the capabilities are because you gave them to them. You know there are things that you would have them to do. And though they may not feel that they're prepared for it or ready just yet, Father, let them know that you're not going to give them something to do without giving them the tools to get it done. Let them know, Father, you just want them to be in touch and to establish that relationship with you. Let us help them to start it early. Help us, Father, to see how we can get them closer and closer to you. Father, I pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ that all who are under the sound of my voice will not allow this message to go by them without reaching out and grabbing a hold of one child's hand, if they have a child, or his neighbor's child, to bring them that they might be a part of the services that go on in this place. On that fourth Sunday, Father, that youth Sunday, I pray that somehow there'll be many, many youth who will come and be willing to say, I'm ready, though I don't know if I'm able to do all that the Lord would have me do. I'm ready. I love the Lord already. I want to know more about him. I want to love him more and more. I want to show how much I appreciate him. Father, help us to bring the children so that they will be able to do that. Suffer the little children, we will, to come unto you, Father, to bring them to you, to help them to know that you've been good to us. You blessed us. You've been with us day after day. We just want a closer walk with you. But, Father, we want them to walk closely also. Bless us in the precious name of Jesus, the powerful name of Jesus, life-changing name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.